Good morning. That's better. Okay. So the Apostle Paul said, "We believe, therefore we speak." So I have some things I'd like to share with you all today that will hopefully build up your faith in Christ. So the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So the topic I'd like to talk about today is, how does God view us? And I think this is a very important topic, because if we don't realize who we are in God, wrong views of ourselves can build up, and we can get very discouraged. Because there's an enemy out there against us who wants to tear us down. He wants negative thoughts to build up. He wants us to have a negative view of ourselves. Lies, he's going to let lies creep into our mind and doubts about us. And there will be battles in our head during our life on the way we view ourselves. So it's really important to realize who we are in God and what God thinks of us. And we certainly shouldn't go by our feelings. And this really applies to my life, because I've had some rough times in the past where I felt like a loser, and I've let lies of the enemy get into my mind and tear me down. So I have some biblical confessions and some other scriptures that I find not only helpful to focus on, but I think can really build our faith. And just to let you know, some of these scriptures are just goals we are trying to mature into, but others are a reality.
Amen.
And I think as we keep confessing these truths and scriptures, it'll break the power the enemy is trying to have over us, and all the negative thoughts and the wrong views he's going to try to put into our head. So I think for starters, one very important point is, I am a new creation, no more in condemnation. We are here by the grace of God. The enemy wants us to feel condemned, but once we're saved, we no longer have to feel condemned. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new is come. So whoever believes in Jesus will not be condemned, but he has passed from death to life.
Amen.
So, another scripture, God's power is made perfect in my weaknesses. And this verse is very important, because at times we can feel like we're not good enough to do something. The devil wants to make us feel weak. He wants to make us feel like we don't have the strength to do something. So just remember that God's power is made perfect in all of our weaknesses. Okay, here's another one. This I know, God is for me, and also I am accepted in the Beloved. There may come times in your life when you feel like no one is on your side. But don't remember, so if we keep these promises, it'll help us not to get discouraged. It's important to realize God loves us, because there's an enemy who will try to make us think otherwise. Apart from Jesus Christ, I can do nothing. But in Jesus Christ, I can do all things. So I can bring glory to Him.
Amen.
Therefore, I see myself as He sees me, according to His living Word, for my life is hid with Christ in God. I am more than a conqueror, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We have boldness and victory in Him. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a spirit of power.
Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? There are many people in this life bound up by fear. People have doubts. The enemy wants us to be fearful of things that might happen to us. But just remember, the Lord is the stronghold of our lives and our refuge.
Amen.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust. Okay, the Bible says, the joy is our Lord, is my strength, and He is our peace. The enemy wants us to be overwhelmed with sadness and have sorrow, and there are many people in this world who have lots of grief, but just remember, Jesus bore all our griefs. And without this, what God offers us, we would have no hope and always be depressed like many people out there in the world. So I think as we read these confessions, they will help us in the way we treat, act towards others. For the more we realize who we are in God, I think the more merciful that'll allow us to be towards others. When people don't show mercy to us. And if we realize that we're saved by God's grace and mercy, it'll help us be more gracious towards others. I think we can be more forbearing towards others because God has forgiven us all our debts. If somebody makes a false accusation about you, you'll remember who you are in Christ. Don't forget, if God is for you, who can be against you? Even if the whole world is against you, God is on your side.
Amen.
And I think it's also important to realize what God has given us. The Bible says God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And God has entrusted us all with heavenly riches. So don't forget, after you fought the good fight and lived this life, there are many rewards waiting for you in heaven.
Amen.
Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. I am a partaker of the divine nature. But don't forget, you're still earthen vessels that need God's promises.
Amen.
So I encourage you to read these encouragements daily. Because there is an enemy out there. I just want to leave you with one final verse that I think sums up a lot of what I've been talking about. So it's no longer I who live in Christ who live with me. I'm sorry. So it's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives within me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So I hope you found some of these confessions encouraging. There's a lot of people out in the world who could really use some of these. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for the truths You've given us. And I pray for all the non-believers out there in the world who have allowed who are in the enemy's territory and who are filled with sorrow and depression and who have negative views about on themselves and who just feel hopeless. And I thank you that we are, as Christians, are a new creation, no longer in condemnation. Thank you that you've created and I thank you that you have won the battle for us, and I thank you that we have victory in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Important topic, very important message in this world. I mean, we all know it, we all experience it, how in this world we're inundated, absolutely inundated, by Satan himself, by co-workers, by fellow students sometimes, and just the negativity, and, you know, I'm better than you, and, you know, you're not much, and just the critical spirit that people that we face every day. We face it on the job, and the way people talk, and so forth, and we really hit upon that, and these are the kinds of scriptures that we have got to hold on to as if our life depended upon it. It's walking by faith and not by sight. Just some of these scriptures that I am a new creation in Christ. I'm not what you're calling me. You know, I'm a new creation in Christ. And, you know, it is so relevant and so important to us today. So thank you, Stefan, for sharing that message with us. We have to remember these things. And not only remember them, we have to confess them. We need to have these biblical confessions of our faith, because it's so easy for our minds to be inundated in this spiritual battle. One of the prophetic words earlier today is that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And the enemy, he can sometimes use other people too. Use co-workers that just, you know, plant little darts, you know, that sometimes get through our spiritual armor. And we have to put on our spiritual armor every day and confess, you know, I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm accepted in Christ. I'm in the beloved in Christ. I am for the praise of his glory in Christ. I am more than a conqueror in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The intangibles that I have are faith, hope, and love in Christ, righteousness, joy, and peace in Christ. I am the righteousness of Christ. I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And we have to confess these, because as he said at the very beginning, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we have to stand, because in this world, it's a battle. It's a real battle. Battle up here, and just everything we're hearing and so forth and so on. But Jesus said, take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. So I want to commend the children for leading us today. You guys did a wonderful job, and there's a scripture in Matthew 21 that really expresses this for us as families and the victory that we have in Christ. Jesus didn't mess around. Jesus knew what the purpose was, and he said, when those are trying to use the temple area for ungodly purposes, he says, it is written, my house should be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. And he was taking that from Isaiah 56, which says, my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. And people came, and he was healing people. And the chief priests and the law did not like this. They saw the children praising God, children shouting, all right? Children shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Of course, Hosanna is a praise to God. Hosanna to the Son of David. They were praising him, and they were criticizing Jesus. They're attacking Jesus, just like we get criticized. Just like when people criticize us for praising the Lord on the job, you know, or, you know, singing praise to Him, and we get this pushback, we get this persecution. Alright? And they said, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise?" And He was taking that scripture. Jesus continually repeated scripture, really in line with Stefan's message. And that was from Psalm 8:2 originally, which says, Psalm of David, "From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." And our encouragement to you as parents today, no matter what you're going through, financial difficulties, housing situations, work issues, whatever it may be, all right, number one priority is to see your children praising the Lord. If you see your children praising the Lord, the enemy is silenced, because that's what it's all about. So let's all stand today, and we're going to have Joshua come on up here and close us with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, let us have no spirit, a spirit of timidity or a spirit of doubt, God. Let us walk in your word, and let us as children, because today is a kids' church, as children keep on worshiping you, God, to keep the devil silent, and help us to walk the word daily. And thank you for Stefan that you talked to him. And thank you that today is his birthday. In Jesus' name.